Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to witness some scenes from the next attraction to play this theater. This picture, truly one of the most unusual ever filmed, contains scenes which under no circumstances should be viewed by anyone with a heart condition or anyone who is easily upset. We urgently recommend that if you are such a person or the parent of a young or impressionable child now in attendance, that you and the child leave the auditorium for the next 90 seconds.
You know what the Video Nasty Project needs more of? Bond girls being menaced by cannibals. That's right, for tonight's movie we're watching, Slave of the Cannibal God, featuring Ursula Andress and Stacy Keach, the original Bond girl, and Mickey Spillane. Why don't you all check out the trailer, and we'll be back in a second.
Please help me.
I don't know if Henry's still alive, but until I'm certain that he's dead, I'll keep on looking for him, even if I have to do it alone.
I think the only person who could help you is Professor Edward Foster.
This is the Maribata jungle. It's the area where they say Henry disappeared. 5 miles offshore is the island of Roca. The island is covered by a very dense jungle which surrounds and protects the sacred mountain of Ra Rami. Sacred because the natives believe that the mountain is cursed. Animal trap.
It was meant for us.
My name is Manolo.
Yeah.
She was attacked by a native. She'll be all right.
He was a member of a tribe called the Puka.
Why is everybody so scared of the Puka?
They were the ancient inhabitants of Ra Rami.
In their language, Ra Rami means mountain of the cannibal god.
It was crazy to let him come.
If he insisted on coming along, it means he has his own very good reason.
That's right. I have mine, you have yours, just as Henry had his.
What's yours?
You want the truth? Your husband knew that Ra Rami possessed resources that could bring him wealth beyond imagination.
We'll be rich, Charles. Rich!
Flesh. Those cannibals forced you to partake in their rituals.
Yes, and it was horrible.
And welcome back. That was Slave of the Cannibal God, a.k.a.
The original is Mountain of the Cannibal God.
We've got Stacy Keach.
Yes.
Officer Stadenko.
Some asshole pissed on my leg!
We've got Ursel Andress, Hemi Ryder. And we've got Sergio Martino, he's done a whole bunch of really stylish giallo, and like he did some really awesome schlock like Hands of Steel and 2019 After the Fall of New York. So I kind of I was kind of going in with a high expectation that this was going to be at least entertaining, if not necessarily good.
I don't think he failed to disappoint necessarily.
So what we have here in front of us is basically the very first cannibal movie. This came before Cannibal Holocaust and before Ferox and before all the big boom in Italy in the 80s. And so you've got Ursula, and she goes out into Papua New Guinea because her husband had an expedition go missing. So she goes and talks to the concierge down at the British embassy and says, "Hey man, I got to get permission to go into the jungle." They said, no, you can't do that. We don't like that. And the Papua New Guineans are like, "Fuck off, white woman, you gotta go." So she and her brother go find Stacy Keach. He's made a couple of foyers into the jungle previously. He knows his way around like the back of his hand.
And he has specific experience with that island and that tribe.
And they go off into the jungle. And the rest of the movie, up until about the last 20 minutes, is pretty much them having jungle adventures. They find a tribe of friendly natives, and they go hang out there for a while.
And we get introduced to the father, the priest, the guy who's there to, I guess his original intent was to convert the natives to Christianity.
But he went native.
But he went native instead.
And that's where we also run into the other member of the party, the kind of Stacy Keach looking dude.
What is really kind of funny is not only does he bear a striking resemblance to Stacy Keach, his actual mannerisms are kind of Stacy Keach-like as well. Did he actually go into it going, "Oh, Stacy Keach," and
kind of adopt his personality?
Adopt it because as a fan? I mean, or was it deliberate, like, go ahead and act like him?
So we've got Italian Stacy Keach, American Stacy Keach, and Ursula and her brother, and they're hanging out in the natives' camp. And they start getting some bad natives drifting in from the mountain. I loved the look of the bad natives.
They have their bodies painted up with kind of white powder and...
Yeah, that kind of clay mud.
And then they have these kind of Hivaro-style South American native masks made of mud or something that's dried and have, like, teeth and stuff in them. And
they clearly weren't mud because there was one point where one of them took it off and you can kind of see it looking rubbery.
Yeah.
So it's obviously not mud.
Made for the film, but obviously kind of patterned on a style of...
Yeah.
Bark or something.
And they looked great. I loved the native skit.
It wasn't like a hastily backroom paper mache make a half dozen masks. It was, there's thought into it. The appearances are consistent. It was done well.
So they hang out with the natives. The bad natives show up and like assassinate a girl, and priest dude says, "You have brought all sorts of pain and suffering to my village. You must now leave and be gone with you." And they're like, "Oh, all right, sorry." And off to the Mountain of the Cannibal Gods they go. Words do not describe what the insanity of the last 20 minutes of this movie is. It's mostly a jungle adventure movie, and then the wheels just fly off and it's off a cliff.
Into orgy town.
All of a sudden, orgies and pig fucking, a lady finger banging herself. What the fuck?
Really graphically.
Like,
almost X-rated graphically.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Straightforward and extended long shot, or wide shot.
And then, the pig fucking! What the fuck? All of a sudden this native just starts railing on this rather really big-ass pig.
It came across to me like what the goal was let's just show how animalistic a tribe can be.
He was going for Mondo?
Yeah. Did any of it really, really solidly be totally out of place? No, not really. It was just a montage of what?
So why don't we address the 800-pound gorilla in the room? The one issue that we all have with the movie, the animal snuff. There is pretty much
a cavalcade of animal cruelty and animals mm-hmm. being killed throughout the whole movie.
This film more or less kind of edges around it. It doesn't always show the point of death with the animals in the film. It sometimes just cuts that bit out, goes for the pain and suffering, but it cuts the actual death out and does the aftermath.
There were a couple of instances where it did, where that snake was eating that monkey and, like, had the monkey's head in the snake's mouth for what felt like about 45 minutes.
Yeah, and you can see the monkey struggling and losing consciousness, but then they cut away to another shot of, you know, them looking at the monkey. Then they cut back and the monkey's already dead. So that's what I mean by they kind of cheated around it.
The whole idea probably from the get-go is we have to have something to shock the audience.
And I think they wanted to ramp up the idea of, you know, one side versus the other, animals locking, you know, locked in battle, kind of fighting and eating each other alive like us humans. You know, I mean, if they show the animals eating each other, then they show the humans eating each other, then they kind of coalesce this into a savage, you know, ballet of blood and sickness.
The problem that I had with the animal cruelty in this movie, above and beyond animals being tortured for our entertainment, is that with Cannibal Holocaust, it served a purpose mm-hmm. in that story. It was used deliberately to amp up the tension on the humans. Oh my God, if this turtle can get its head cut off, then what I'm seeing with the humans is obviously also real. Yeah. It used to sell the human torture. Mm-hmm. Here, it's just gratuitous. It's just, let's throw a snake and a bird at that corner of the cave and let them go to town and we'll kill 5 minutes of film time.
Let's briefly touch upon reality, current real time. Here we are. This event was actually 2017, but this kid from Washington State, who's a Christian missionary, and he's over there in it was an island off of India, and there's a no travel no order, no contact, no travel order on this island because there's a tribe of people living there mm-hmm. and they're to be left the fuck alone. And this idiot kid, he knew he could possibly die, but I'm going to go spread the word of God. And he goes in and gets killed.
And they totally cannibal holocausted him.
I think it's that same island where if you go on, the island had previously been colonized by outsiders, and they basically fucked the people into oblivion almost. They screwed them over big time. And so the natives said, oh no, we have no more of this. Fuck you all. You step on our island, you die, period. And nobody fucks with that island. And so that's like, you know, it's kind of like what happened in this movie. The cannibals come off the same way. They're like, oh no, you come in here, you're going to get eaten, you know, because this is our place. Except if you're like the, obviously like the, our god and goddess, our new god and goddess that have been posted up here.
You know, so if you're blonde and white, you're okay because you're our god.
Yeah.
This film was shot in Sri Lanka, which is...
Yeah.
Right there. The actual same neck of the woods where in real life there is a tribe sitting on that island.
So I think the movie is closer in tone to Man from Deep River than it is for Cannibal Holocaust.
Oh, clearly. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Clearly. I mean, yeah, it was
that's a good way of putting it.
I mean, it was done slightly before that movie, I believe, and the tone of the movie was quite different. This one felt more like, Man from Deep River and... Last Cannibal World.
Everybody says, oh, that's a cannibal film. It's not really a cannibal movie. The cannibals don't really show up significantly until the very end, and you don't get any cannibalism until the very end. Otherwise, yeah, it's just a jungle adventure movie.
Yeah, well, clearly it's exploitation when you put the word cannibal in there. I mean, the only reason they put the word cannibal in there is to describe the mountain, you know, for what the native term in the movie is. You know, but apart from that... And it's just about the mountain. They never say it's about the cannibals. It's about the mountain named after cannibals. So people put their own spin on that.
Yeah. I think it was real. One of the things that I liked about the film is the fact that he came up with a really innovative way that the tribe would keep her alive.
Their Ursula's mission in coming into the jungle was she was looking for a uranium mine. So they brought along Geiger counters. And when the natives killed the husband, the first expedition, they found the Geiger counter and said, ooh, it makes noise. It's obviously his heart. Stuck it in his body and then mounted him to the rack.
Happened to have a photo of the two of them together. So when she showed up, they were euphoric. our god, you know, we, our gods are complete. The other one has arrived.
And then they take poor Ursula and they tie her down to this rack and then they take drippings from her dead husband and smear it all over her body. I'm like, whoa.
And it's fucking creepy because, I mean, he's completely just, his body is just liquefying.
Which is what happens.
It's just liquefactive necrosis. It's just ick, you know, and it's really well done.
The effects in this movie generally look really good. The kills don't really look fake, except for there's one scene that I'm like, oh, that's latex. Otherwise, yeah. Pretty good.
Some of the kills looked kind of cheesy, like the cage trap with the hanging cage with the sharp rocks. I thought to myself, ooh, I wouldn't want to be cut open with one of those things, but it did look it looked kind of cheesy.
Eh, oh well, what you gonna do? It's a cheap Italian movie. It's gonna look like crap in places.
It's almost an insult to say that it's a cheap Italian movie.
Yeah,
it's almost an insult to say that. It's okay. Not a cheap movie.
Okay, that's fair. I'll give you that.
There are times where I think there was like, fuck it.
It's very much of the Italian genre.
Yeah.
That has a certain expectation, and they do it quick, and they do it
cheap. Dirty.
Yeah.
But they did it so competently that you would think, oh, you know, this kind of has the budget, reminds me of an Indiana Jones movie before there was Indiana Jones.
I love the cinematography in the movie. Like, the cave, the cave set looked really good. The jungle setting looked really good.
For a location shoot, it was done really well. And it looks, I mean, it's like, you know, that's really scenic. I wouldn't mind traveling to a location like that. Thankfully, there's no tribes in real life. Or are there?
So the movie looks great. I love the look of the movie. It big, expansive vistas, like the waterfalls before they started climbing up looked really good.
Or like a Alan Quatermain movie. That's who this reminds me of. This reminds me of, what's his name?
It does look an awful lot like the Cannon movie that came out about 10 years after this.
Yeah, so now in looking at how one movie influences the rest, did this movie influence those later Italian films? I mean, I've watched a couple of those films. I reviewed them with you guys, and I in my research and looking at things, I found no references. Did they look at this film and say, "Oh, we can do that too"?
I'm gonna go with almost certainly, but we have no proof one way or the other.
I mean, they're basically the same film, just with different actors and slight variations on how they present it, but it's essentially the same shit.
So let's get into the acting.
Pretty solid. I mean, but then you expect that from Ursula Andress and Stacey Keach.
I'm going to disagree. I thought Stacey Keach was really, really good. Those scenes where he was in the tribe kind of breaking down and confronting his past and the, I ate human flesh, those bits were really, really good. Ursula Andress, however, she's a block of wood. She was hired for her boobs and not her acting ability.
So you think they just got Ursula undressed to do exactly that twice and nothing more?
Ursula Andress in her early career, which I think this would even still qualify as, was never in front of the camera for acting. She never was, even in Dr. No, which is probably the most prolific thing anyone will think of when it comes to her. And even then, you can totally understand, okay, I know why they dubbed her.
That was weird hearing Ursula's actual real voice coming out of her mouth after seeing Dr. No for 30, 40 years. Like, that's not right. No, that's her real voice. Oh, look at that. I didn't know.
They used her in the first Casino Royale. She's in that.
The one with Peter Sellers.
Yeah, and she played Vesper. And they used her real voice. And I, having just recently watched it, she displays an ability to act there.
So what was it going on here? Because, I mean, everybody else was fine. Manolo was fine. Stacey Keach was fine. The brother, I wanted to punch. So, I mean, I guess I was fine.
My take is, and I, the pure speculation, she knew what she was there for. So she was putting no effort
into
it.
She was phoning it in?
You don't want me here to play a part. You want me here to see my tits. I think she knew that.
Anyway, so I cut you off when I agreed with Stacey, but I didn't agree with Ursula.
I didn't hate her performance in it. I thought they definitely used her for sex appeal. But, I mean, I liked her acting. Not saying it was great or anything, but I liked
it. She did okay. I didn't expect them to kill Stacy halfway through the movie.
I thought he lived. I couldn't remember, because, like, why would they kill the second, the co-star?
But the biggest name on the card, easily.
But it was the better choice, because it's unexpected. You go, oh, well, if they did that, what else are they going to do? Plus, you've got the other Stacy Keach, the guy who played Manolo.
The Italian Stacy
Keach. Yeah, the younger Italian Stacy Keach lookalike.
His whole motivation for being there was to get out. Mm-hmm. His goal wasn't to get in. He wanted out. And he went along reluctantly because he knew they're going to need help.
They're going to die if I do not help them.
Yeah.
And I was thinking at one point, fuck those two. Just leave after the brother just basically watches Stacy there hanging, like, help! And he just stands there and stands there and stands there. And the guy's like, what the fuck are you doing? Save him! What are you doing? I kill you!
The one scene that really disappointed me is the fact that she stopped him that was too quick. Arthur should have gotten a good couple of he should have gotten a bit of a pounding. Why didn't you help him? Bam, bam, bam.
To be fair,
like hanging him off the edge of the rock, like I'm gonna, and then it was too quick of a stop.
To be fair, he had already gotten punched up to that point in the movie several times. Pretty much every major character in the entire movie takes a swing at him at one point,
including one of the younger guides. Went in there when he started kicking up there's a campfire that the natives have made so they could eat their roasted sacrifice, and then this helicopter looking for the explorers goes overhead, and so everybody hides, and he's like, oh, you were gonna give us away, kick, why you do this, and you know, rushes in there, and then the young guide goes in and
and that's when the Sherpas are like, man, these crazy white people are fucking off the rails, we're out of here, and they take off.
Yeah, they were the smart ones.
It's just, so there are a couple, matter of fact, I think all of the biggest disappointment I have in the film, it all centers around that waterfall.
Yeah, pretty much. That's where the movie really does kind of, yeah.
It's like you had an opportunity to really play up the danger of climbing the waterfall. They didn't. Although a guy, I mean, he falls and dies. But it's like, it could have more tension. And the guy sitting there within just a few feet and doesn't help.
And the scene just goes on forever and ever and ever. But even before they get to the help me, I'm falling off the cliff, that just them climbing up drags on forever.
I think it's entirely possible that the person who edited that sequence wasn't the guy who edited the rest of the film.
The movie is, what, an hour 40, an hour 50, thereabouts? So I think an editor with a strong hand throughout the whole thing would have increased the product significantly. It was a fine movie.
It's a good movie. It's one, you know, I wouldn't say that having that film on the shelf, not so much for the purposes of I've got it so that I can rewatch it, but I've got it so that if somebody, you know, like one day I'm passing, you know, I haven't really seen any Italian horror films, but it's got that leaning where you can go, okay, here's what the Italians did with horror, and this is light enough that you aren't going to run from the room screaming.
So, any final thoughts about Slave of the Cannibal God?
The one thing we haven't talked about, music. Mm-hmm. And looking at that, you know, it really is, there was nothing that I would say disappointing about it, but nothing memorable.
It's not a Freebio Fritzi or a Ritz Ortolani.
But the music did its job. There's nothing that makes me go, oh my God, this music sucks. Nothing in the movie.
It's serviceable.
It's just there.
It's basically a journeyman style music as opposed to like the master of the form.
So do you have any final thoughts on Slave?
I nitpick. I'll be watching a film and like, you can hear my eyes rolling. It didn't do that.
All right, that sounds like at least a semi-glowing endorsement.
This film's done well enough that it didn't piss me off.
The movie did not piss us off. You could put that on the box art. So, Ian, was Slave of the Cannibal Gods a video nasty?
Yes, it was a video nasty. Some of the content was in there literally to reach out, grab the viewer by the eyes, and go, this is nasty. I mean, and it served no plot purpose.
Let me guess. The animal snuff is what tripped him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Was it a bit of nasty?
I thought, yeah, it's probably a little over the top.
Okay, let's assume for a second that none of the animal snuff in the movie went down. And that, so we take that off the table.
And they ultimately did.
Which then you consider this to be a nasty?
Then I get kind of waffly on it. It's like, all right, we just watched a guy get his,
his dick cut off.
Generally, I would say if you took the animal snuff off of the table, that the rest of the movie, even the guy getting his knob chopped off, even the cannibal bits, that was pretty mild stuff. So animal snuff aside, I think it's pretty clean. Do you like Cannibal God Mountain? Space Mountain, whatever the fuck this was called.
Well, based on what you're saying, you must not have liked it.
No, actually, I enjoyed it.
I did, too. The cinematographer knew his trade. Director, acting, editing, all around, done well.
Did you like Cave of the Cannibal Women?
The pacing could have been tightened up a bit, but I mean, there were the right beats in the right places. There were some unexpected surprises with one of the cast going the way of the dodo, which I did not expect.
So generally, as a rule, you liked the movie?
Yeah, minus the animal cruelty. Yeah, I think this is a solid adventure movie.
All right, no, I think if you take the snuff off of the table, I think we all liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is definitely a movie, not a film like, say, Revenge of the Boogeyman, which is feels like a film.
All right. That sounds like an episode to me. Never let it be said that the Video Nasty Project doesn't give you everything that James Bond can't, like Ursula Andress's boobies. Yay! But that's enough of that. Next week, we're going to be taking a look at The Slayer. I know nothing about it other than the trailer looks pretty interesting, and it's got a demon monster. We'll see if it's any good. But for now, drop me an email. I want to hear from you. TheVideoNastyProject@gmail.com is the address, and we'll catch you next week. Until that time, stay evil!
You'll help us to collect samples, then you're going to take us back. Understand? Oh!